This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. And one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Mom, Dad, I just have to say, it breaks my heart watching you stress over dinner every night. This year, I don't want you doing the fridge stare down. Hot take, with the new Blue Apron, eating healthy is easy. They've got pre-made and one-pan meals with plenty of balanced nutrition. No subscription needed. You could be plating like a chef instead of negotiating with leftovers. Make it your healthy, tasty, and easy 2026 dinner resolution. Just saying.
Get 50% off your first two orders plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Peter Bukowski from the Leap Newsletter and Locked On Packers. Follow him on X at Peter_Bukowski. I don't think you and I are going to get along today. And if we don't, that's okay. We're still going to be okay with each other. I'm fine with it. But I am interested to kind of see where we're both at on this to a certain degree. When I did postgame show Saturday night, me and Josh Albrecht from Inside Wisconsin Sports, who's filling in for Tommy Wirtz, I was getting bombarded and yelled at from everybody because everybody's like, they got to fire him. They got to fire LaFleur. I kept saying, I was like, man, Ian Rapoport literally said, did not matter what happened in this game, they were going to extend him and they wanted him for a long time. No way, they're keeping him, Sparky. You're an idiot. But okay, fine. So here comes the announcement today from Adam Schefter and saying that they're working towards it. Now, since then, Schefter has hedged his bet a little bit and said, well, just because they're working on an extension doesn't mean there'll be one. We have a poll question up right now on X at WS Sports Radio. How long an extension would you offer Matt LaFleur, Peter Bukowski? 1 year, 2 years, or 3 years?
I think you can't go any less than two. Any less than two, it's like, what are you doing the extension for?
And why would Matt sign it if it's one? That's my thing.
That's what I mean. Like, you're not signing that. And so it's like, you either think he's the guy, and so you give him at least a two-year extension. Remember, right, he still's got one year left on the deal. Or you move on. And I do think it's interesting, though, that there's been a lot of talk about this extension and the money. Have you noticed a lot of national writers, local writers, Tom Silverstein saying, look, they're going to work on this. They're going to see if they can make the money work. Albert Breer landed on $15 million as the cutoff point. Rob Domofsky said if he wants $16 million, that might be too much. It seems like there has been some agent plant seeding around here with the media about what is going on here. And it seems like the Packers are saying, we don't want to pay too much. And Matt LaFleur's side is going, they don't want to pay too much. And this has become a war now that is being played out in the media.
We just talked about that on this show, Charlie and I, because there was an article, I don't remember where it was from, that sectioned off the tiers of coaches and how much they were all making. And they said that LaFleur was somewhere between like 7 and 9 or whatever. But the elite tier of coaches that are making 15 or more, they got rings, right? I mean, for the most part, they got rings in that tier. He's never even been to the damn Super Bowl. So if I'm Ed Policy and the Packers, it's like, all right, Matt, let's say he's making 8. I'll go up to 12, maybe 13 million. But based on your record and your playoffs versus the guys that are above you, like, there's no way he can be in that conversation, Peter.
Well, I mean, look, there's what your value is, and then there's what people are willing to pay. And sometimes those are not the same thing. They're your value to Green Bay, I mean. And your value is what people are willing to pay on the open market. And I think that's where this is interesting, because the Falcons, I think the Falcons would give him 15, 18,
Matt 20. Ryan, for sure.
I think the Dolphins would consider 15, 18, 20. John Eric Sullivan from the Packers front office now down there. So if you're Matt LaFleur, you're going, hey, those guys are willing to pay me. I want to be here. He said on the mic yesterday, Sparky, this is a one of one job.
Yep.
This is the job in the NFL that I would want. Now, it also happens to be the one he currently has. So he does kind of have to say that. He can't be like, hey, you know, it'd be great working with Matt Ryan, who's going to let me do whatever I want. Like, you can't do that. So to me, I can't think of an example. And you tell me if you can think of one. I can't think of an example of a situation with a head football coach where the team said, we want him back. The coach said, I want to be back, and money got in the way. I just can't think of an example of that. Now, there have been times when it's been power, when it's been things like that. Think about this, though, Sparky. In 1999, I believe it was, the Packers traded Mike Holmgren to the Seattle Seahawks. He got $4 million from the Seattle Seahawks to be their general manager and head coach. You know what Matt LaFleur got on his first deal? Five on his very first deal. So where, like, he didn't get the inflation. He was the cheap head coaching option when they signed him originally. And so part of this is also sticker shock. They haven't had to coach search for a guy as good as Matt LaFleur has been in the regular season since then. Again, if Matt LaFleur is on the open market, the Falcons are paying him a lot of money. The Dolphins are paying him a lot of money. The Giants would pay him a lot of money if they can't get John Harbaugh. So who knows? The Ravens. I think Matt LaFleur, Lamar Jackson, like, that would be fun as hell to me.
Yeah.
So this like, he does have the market to negotiate against, and that helps him in this case.
Peter Bukowski, the Leap Newsletter, Locked On Packers, joining us here on Wisconsin Sports Daily, served up by Wendy's on the Wisconsin Sports Radio Network. So let me ask you this. If Ed Policy comes to you, Peter Bukowski goes, all right, man, I know you may not be happy. I'm extending Matt LaFleur and all that. Okay, fine. Here's a piece of paper. Write down the names of other people on this coaching staff that you would like to see move to us, move on from. Who's on your list?
Well, I don't think they're going to have a choice on Jeff Hafley. I think he's getting one of these jobs. Right?
I don't know.
Like, that's not.
I don't know. I think, personally, Micah Parsons, that he, because again, everybody else doesn't have Micah Parsons. So I don't know if after Micah Parsons, he proved enough to everybody else that, oh yeah, no matter who he has, it's going to work. And then this last blow up in the second half, like, I agree with you that I wouldn't be surprised if he got one. I just don't think it's lock, stock, and barrel like Matt LaFleur is making it out to be.
I do because I think if the Dolphins can't trade for Matt LaFleur, they're going to try and do everything they can to get Jeff Hafley. Assuming they can't get John Harbaugh, who I think is also in their sights. I just don't think he's going to Miami. So, but he would not be on my list, to be clear. I just think they're going to have to get a new defensive coordinator. This would start on the bottom with the offensive line coach.
Yes.
I just don't think the Butkus. Quality of the play has been good enough. Luke Butkus, who was promoted from assistant offensive line coach when they promoted Adam Stenovich. And it seems like, and Sparky, this is not my favorite phrasing, but I have to use it because it's the phrasing. I think this coaching staff got Peter principled a little bit. I think Adam Stenovich was a very good offensive line coach. I don't think we've seen anything to suggest he's a very good offensive line coach or the offensive coordinator, because the things he's supposed to be good at have atrophied over the course of him getting more power. That tells me there's a problem here. So I think this team needs some fresh ideas. And what I said on Locked On Packers today is I think they need someone Matt LaFleur sees as more of a co-head of the offense, more of an equal. Could you bring in someone who's got some experience, who's got some juice? Would you consider someone like Todd Monken just to give you a fresh perspective? One of the things that I had suggested on me on Twitter that I love, 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 the first name might not get you excited, but the second name I think will. You bring the Callahan father-son over. Brian Callahan was the head coach at Tennessee, but worked for Zach Taylor in Cincinnati. He becomes your OC, your non-play calling OC. He's got an analytics bent to him. And then you bring his dad, Bill Callahan, who's one of the best offensive line coaches of his generation, to help revitalize this offensive line. I think that would make a lot of sense. To me, those are the big ones. Offensive coordinator, offensive line. And then, of course, like, I just assume Rich Bisaccia is on the list. Like, he is the list in a lot of ways. And so I don't have a good answer for who you're going to replace him with. But I think those are the three names that I can think of. And I said this on X before we knew anything about anything. That I said, regardless of who the head coach is, I think they're going to have a new OC, a new DC, a new offensive line coach, and a new special teams coordinator in 2026. I think, like, I'd be shocked if I don't go at least 3 for 4 on that.
Okay. So I'll tell you what I said earlier in the show, which is this. They cannot under any circumstances. I will not listen to any excuses that they have. They cannot allow McDaniel to get to Detroit to be OC. That absolutely cannot happen. And if that means he gets to be the OC and possibly call plays, then he gets to be the OC and possibly call plays, be associate head coach to LaFleur. LaFleur saved his butt and got him back into the NFL and vouched for him. So they're boys. There's not a trust factor there or an issue with trust between those two. I think he's going to get a head coaching job. But if he doesn't, you cannot allow him to go to Detroit. If he goes to Detroit, Peter Bukowski, this whole division's in a lot of trouble.
Yeah, that would, yes. I've been talking to some Miami people this week because of the John Eric Sullivan thing and then just getting a gauge on what they think the temperature is with Mike McDaniel there. And the universal response is just like, yeah, Mike McDaniel and Matt LaFleur together would be dynamic.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
It might be the kind of thing, like in Kansas City, Matt Nagy has a lot of say in that offense with Andy Reid. Before that, Eric Bieniemy had a lot of say in that offense with Andy Reid. It's not, I don't think, out of the question for a very good offensive coach to say, I could use some help with this. I don't remember if it was a year ago or 2 years ago, Matt LaFleur was asked, who are you watching? When you watch offseason tape, who are you watching? And he said, San Francisco and Miami. Well, that's Kyle Shanahan. That's Mike McDaniel.
Yep.
So Mike McDaniel does some really cool stuff with offense. He's someone who can bring a lot of fresh ideas. I actually think Matt LaFleur is a better game caller than Mike McDaniels, but wow. It would be that, to your point, an infusion of ideas and, hey, what if we did this? What if we did this? I don't think he has enough people in his ear going, what if we did this? Or, hey, remember that play we called in the first half? We got to get back to that. Or that play that worked in practice. Remember there was that, I don't know if you saw the go long reporting that there was someone on the team last year said that, hey, you know, in practice, there are these plays that work like gangbusters. And all of a sudden in the games, they're not getting called for whatever reason. To have a coach that you trust with Matt LaFleur to give you those ideas, like, hey, remember that play? I think he needs someone more like a peer in that spot.
Isn't that supposed to be Luke Getsy on this staff? Isn't that supposed to be the guy? Is what he is supposed to be doing, Peter Bukowski? Is it
yes.
That why he's here?
Yes, but maybe you need more than that. Like, Luke Getsy was kind of inherited from Matt LaFleur, right? Like, Luke Getsy's actually a Mike McCarthy guy. So they're not boys in the same way. It's not the same. Nathaniel Hackett, same thing. Like, Nathaniel Hackett, yeah, was Matt LaFleur's first guy, but it's not like, I don't think he's someone that Matt LaFleur sees as a peer.
Sure.
Mike McDaniel is a peer. That's a different thing. So to your point, yes, go get him. But the problem is, I don't think they're going to want to pay the money to bring in someone like that unless LaFleur abdicates play calling. And frankly, I'm not sure I want that for the Packers. So it's tricky. It really is. If you told me, let me throw this at you. What do you think of, let's say Miami comes calling and they said, we'll give you the 11th overall pick. We'll give you a second rounder in 2027. And Mike McDaniel wants to come be the OC there, and Robert Saleh is going to be the head coach. What do you think?
Done. That I do.
But I think that's a very interesting conversation
yes,
to me.
Done. I mean, that's a lot that's got to go right. But this is my point to you. There's no way they're coming here to replace their boy. No chance.
But if he gets traded somewhere where he's going to get $20 million a year, is you just sort of like good luck?
Well, Salah's got to be, they got to be on board with each other here. Because I don't think Salah's taking this job to replace him without LaFleur going, that's cool, man. We're good. Like, I don't know. And then how much are they going to pay Salah? So they're going to pay Salah less than they pay LaFleur at the end of the day? And how much is McDaniel going to, I mean, I don't.
This is the issue. This is why I think ultimately a deal gets done, is because all of the replacement, like the good contingency plans, involve paying the same amount or more than what you'd have to just pay LaFleur. So the question, I think, if I'm Matt LaFleur, is this is really to me where what it all comes down to. Are you willing to take a little less if, as part of the negotiation, you say, okay, let me take 13. I'm not taking a dollar less than Ben Johnson's getting. Let me get 13. And let's set aside some of the money that would have otherwise been paid and pay some of these assistant coaches, because this has been a notoriously cheap franchise when it comes to paying assistant coaches. So you want Raheem Morris to come here and replace Jeff Hafley? I do. I think that would be a good, that would be a good hire. But if you want to get a good defensive coordinator, you're going to have to pay.
Okay, Peter, I'll tell you who I want. You can have Raheem Morris. I don't think the defense physically gets any tougher. I don't think much changes. I want Jim Schwartz. That's who I want. You want nasty. You want physical. You want
that
punch
defense
people
in Atlanta
in the mouth.
Was kicking ass by the end of the season.
And they love
Raheem Morris.
When I think Jim Schwartz, I think nasty, physical, super aggressive. You want somebody to fire up a locker room before a big rival game because LaFleur can't do it. Jim Schwartz probably is your guy, right? I mean, that makes a lot of sense to me.
I would not be opposed to it. It would feel a little bit like the Mike Pettine hiring, where it's just sort of like, You're kind of grasping a little bit. I would like to find the next Jeff Hafley. I just don't know who that is. And we didn't know that Jeff Hafley was the next Jeff Hafley when he was hired. That was the first time I think Matt LaFleur showed he can find something off the beaten path. Because he was nowhere near any list we were thinking of. There are some names out there. Christian Parker in Denver would be a name that I would have interest in. Jim Leonard, is that bridge burned?
Yes,
remember Matt LaFleur once upon a time essentially offered him the job.
Yeah, I'd like that.
And there was a lot going on behind the scenes. I'm sure you heard some of the same things I did about why that did not happen. But that would be something that I think certainly would get Packer fans excited. I don't know if it would work but any better than any other coaching hire, but I think there are good potential defensive coordinator hires out there, even if it is, I don't think Christian Parker would cost the world. I don't think Jim Leonard would cost the world. And I think they would be good fits for Green Bay.
Tom and Peter Bukowski, the Elite Newsletter, Locked On Packers podcast. Follow him on X at Peter_Bukowski. Let's talk about cornerback on this football team.
Ugh, do we have to?
How do you address it? What do you do? Because you have to fix it.
Yeah. Well, do you? Because Brian Gutekunst didn't seem to think so before the year for some reason.
Well, let's see what he thinks later this week when he talks.
And maybe the fix is Micah Parsons plays 17 games and the playoffs. I mean, I would consider continuing the Trayvon Diggs experiment, just because why not? And you technically have him. I would have to look at the financials, and I'm sure there are ways they can finagle the contract.
Yeah, that's a gigantic leap. They would have to figure out some type of renegotiation. Yeah.
Yeah, I think he understands he's not going to get that money on the open market. He was just waived from the Cowboys. So I'm sure they could figure something out there, but they have to bring in an infusion of outside corner talent. I think this could be one of those, like, they use their second and third round picks on corners, that kind of thing. The problem is most rookie corners, even if they turn out to be good players, most rookie corners stink. And so these are guys you need to play right away. I think you need to figure out Nate Hobbs. Can you play on the outside? Otherwise, I don't know what your utility is. I do still think there is value there with him. I think he's a good player. I think he was hurt all year, and I think that sucks.
Yep.
This team was so snake bit with injuries, and you could hear them. Like, if you listen to any of the sounds today, they're all just sort of like, it'd be really nice to have all of our guys be healthy in a game like this. Like, when was the last time they did? And I think the answer is 2019.
David Bakhtiari.
They didn't have enough guys. Bakhtiari. They didn't have enough guys in 2019.
Bakhtiari called them out on it on social media. But at some point here, we've got to figure out the injury problem agreement. Like, enough is enough. And it's consistently every year injuries, and then it's hard to overcome. I mean, a lot of people think they beat the Buccaneers in the playoffs that one year if he doesn't go down with an injury.
Listen, I agree. But here's the other problem, and here's another reason for Adam Stenovich not being the OC anymore. 2020, David Bakhtiari goes down. They flipped sides with Billy Turner, played Rick Wagner, rather than leaving Billy Turner on the right side and letting Elgton Jenkins play left tackle, who at the time was capable. We saw him, in fact, I believe to open 2021, look like a left. I think he played the first game of 2021 as a left tackle. Looked like a left tackle before he got hurt. I think that might have been the fix. 2021, David Bakhtiari still not back. They had been playing with Yosh Nijman at left tackle and Billy Turner at right tackle. They decide when they can't get Bakhtiari back in week 18 to change the offensive line that had been working. They flip Billy Turner to left. They put in the journeyman Dennis Kelly at right tackle, and they couldn't block anybody against San Francisco. They have consistently gotten these things wrong. That is an Adam Stenovich and a Luke Butkus problem, and that's why they need to be gone. That's why they need to find some new people to manage that, because you can't have that problem. You asked me about cornerbacks. We wound up on offensive line because this to me is still the biggest problem for the Packers. The winning in the trenches, they got their butts kicked in the second half against the Bears in the trenches. They got their butts kicked, and you can't have that.
What other radio show in this country will you hear Yosh Nijman, Kelly, Billy Turner? Nobody else in this country talking about those dudes today, I promise you, after the Packers lose to the Bears. Peter Bukowski, thanks for coming on, as always. And, of course, on the way out, I always let you promote. Go ahead.
The Leap newsletter, as you mentioned, and Locked On Packers, we have a new cool thing called the Everydayer Club. Ad-free, Locked On Packers. There's a Discord server that you get access to. Locked On Packers fans there. It's a great time. LockedOnPackers.supercasts.com.
It's a beautiful thing. Peter, enjoy the rest of your day. Thank you so much.
Thank you. See you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year, because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.